lovely pussy, oh pussy, my love.
What a beautiful pussy you are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
If they're first cousins and there's a second cousin and a third cousin once removed.
Right.
What is a child of cousin fuckers? if that's your cousin, how do you, what do you, that's my cousin.
It's getting, it gets complicated.
Yeah. Once incested.
Once incested.
That, instead of once removed, once put back. That's my first cousin once put back.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Ho. The best of you, Kristen.
Best of you, Brian.
Best of you out there in the podcast universe. What you don't see is that Chrissy and I are dancing to the music. We also have to listen to the obnoxiously long intro song, just like you do.
I still love that song.
I do. I can't get over it. The intro and the outro song got me hooked. Yeah. Every time, I don't edit the show anymore, but every time that I prepped the show, basically, to be edited, and I get to the end, I can't help but listen to the conclusion of our own podcast, because I'm like, that song is so jammy. It's like the Saturday Night Live exit song. Remember that? Remember when, what was it, what was that guy's name? The guy, G Love and Special Sauce, not G.G. Allen, G.G. Allen. Remember when G.G. Allen cut his own penis off live on SNL? Whatever his name was, the guy with the long hair back in the 90s and early 2000s.
Like the blonde guy
who played the guitar.
Yep.
And they just had that song that was like so smooth and jazzy, but rocked real hard on the outro. And everyone would say goodbye. Bye. Thanks for watching. We're going to do cocaine with Lauren Michaels. That's for those of you keeping score on how many episodes of The Commercial Break have the word cocaine in them. Everyone. That reminds me of that song. Every time I hear it, I'm like, wow, that's a really kick-ass exit song.
I love it.
I've had half, and I've heard it in other places, by the way.
Oh, you have?
We're not the only one who's used that song.
Okay.
So, fuck off, guys. It's our song. We maintain rights to it under the international law of Chrissy's 21 EPM book. So, we're sitting here listening.
It's in the notebook.
It's in the notebook. Mm-hmm. It's law. So, we're sitting here, we're listening to the music, and then we dance. You know, it's just a way to kind of, you know, wake us up and, you know, have some fun.
Get in the mood.
And I'm always doing the podcast bro fish dance. I'm like this.
Sometimes you do a kick.
Sometimes I do. I could flip kick just to remind myself that I'm still alive, that I could do it. I'm going to be 90 like, I went to the chiropractor today. And when you go to the to the orthopedic today.
Yes.
To get seen about my back. And when you're going to the orthopedic to be seen for your back, it's likely you're middle-aged. It's likely you're middle-aged. You're going downhill.
At least.
Yeah, at least I didn't go for my prostate. That's next week. Let me ask you a question. Very personal question.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get super personal here on The Commercial Break. Do you wipe your ass after you shit?
Yes.
Do you use wet wipes?
Yes.
Wet wipes first or dry toilet paper first? Or do you use both or just one?
Dry and then wet.
You go dry and then wet. Mm-hmm. I go wet and then dry what I do. I like to wet it up. And get it nice and clean.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no extra material laying around. And then I go dry it off.
Then you get dry.
Yeah, then I go dry. And that way I make sure that I have the most cleanly of anuses. I mean, everyone has a stinky anus, but I want to make sure mine is as least stinky as possible.
Yeah.
Especially since poop grosses me out no matter whose it is. The other day, I was in the bathroom, you know, for the first 45 minutes of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's also an indication you're getting old. The longer you spend in the toilet, the older you are. So I'm in there, and then the kids eat breakfast, but they're always trying to open. Like, I have this water closet, you know, it's a door,
sure,
just a toilet, a small little room, yeah, and a fart fan in the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So Matthias and Mia, daddy, you know, Matthias knows how to open the door. So he opens it up. I'd probably say two or three out of five days a week, I have friends when I'm shitting. And they don't seem to mind the stink like I do. Like, I'm always doing a courtesy flush for myself. But the other day, I think Mia caught on because Mia goes, ew, stinky. And I was like, it is. And she goes, daddy, that smells bad. She left. She ran out the door. And I was like, See you later.
Yeah, maybe that's cured her now of coming in.
I think everyone that had a father that was at home for any period of time, if you have a father that hung around, there is a moment in time, and I'm sure that I can remember it. I can remember the moment when I realized how bad my dad's shit stunk and that I didn't want to be anywhere near that bathroom when it happened. I remember the day. I don't know why. It's one of those like formative days when I was like, wow, it's burned into my nasal passages is what it is. But we use toilet paper because there is no really other acceptable way of cleaning your anus except for maybe a bidet.
A bidet, which right?
I want one too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when Spotify comes calling with that big contract, we'll put in their bidets.
Yeah. Have you seen those ones that you can get that like attach onto your toilet?
Yeah, they're
Me either. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I can see myself trying to hook that thing up, water spraying everywhere. it's a big mess.
Here's my concern. It's not that I agree that the big mess, because I can't hook anything up the right way. That's not me. I'm not that guy. I'm not Tim the Tool Time Taylor. So my main concern is this.
Thank you for using your bidet. I will now go directly into your anus to clean out your lower intestine.
I'm afraid that thing's going to go rogue and it's going to be like up my ass, like shooting water. That I'm going to have a medical emergency due to the improperly installed fucking plastic bidet. When you sell a bidet for $20, I've seen the real bidets. I've been to France.
Oh, yeah. No, Europe
been to Spain.
All has them.
Yeah. And the first time I saw it, I thought that was just a toilet without a top on it. I was like, wow, what is that? How do you do that?
Yeah.
But then Astrid, you know, said, no, that's a bidet. They're pretty common. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to get educated like any American. And then I turned it on and I watched how it worked. And I was like, oh, that could work. So I've used a bidet in the past before. I think it does a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. But there's only a few acceptable ways to clean your ass besides taking a shower or being in a bidet. Because I've done that. I've gone
straight shower.
Just go like straight shower. Like. When it's a not messy situation, you just go straight shower.
Okay.
And you go, okay, I'm just...
Or if you're getting ready to get into the shower.
Shower, right. Yep. It's always a good time to
jump right
yourself.
In.
Yeah, jump right in, clean it all off, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there is a lady on TikTok who is pioneering a brand new way to, you know, clear your rear.
Really?
Clear your rear.
That's where everyone should turn for that kind of advice.
TikTok. Where the world is learning how to be an asshole. You want to read about it real quick? And then we'll get to the cousin fuckery.
Sure.
Hold on one second. I know you're all probably coming back to hear about cousin fuckers. I know at least two of you are returning to hear about cousin fuckers. A mom is on a roll after posting a now viral video about why she decided to wipe toilet paper from her life. Shannon Rose, who uses the handle ShannonRose1 on TikTok, and she, whatever, I'm not going to give her a plug, has over 600 views, letting her followers know why she swapped out toilet paper for the reusable, quote-unquote, family cloth.
Oh. We saw that before on one of those shows that we did about
the extreme cheapskates.
Yeah.
But she was just folding out one piece of paper, and if you went over the allotted piece of paper that you had, the one wipe, then you could use the family rag that was sitting next to it. You remember that lady?
I thought that the rags went into the bucket, and then they washed them.
They do, but she
also,
allowed them to
splurge on a washer.
Yeah, that's right. They were out back letting the dog piss on their clothes, calling it. You know the old saying, don't piss on me and tell me it's raining? These people were like the cheapest of cheap. Mm-hmm. They were literally waiting till it rained to wash their clothes. They just hung them outside and threw some, you know, Dawn on it or whatever was going on. It's crazy. The Colorado mom prefers washcloths because she thinks regular toilet paper is gross, adding that it gets crumbly and stuck. What kind of shit are you having, lady? Whoa. Crumbly and stuck. Every once in a blue moon, I have problems.
Also, what kind of toilet paper are
That's
you
right.
using?
You never, ever go cheap on toilet paper.
Cannot.
Or paper towels. Mm-hmm. Those two things in life, you just... Like, I can just imagine there's a couple things that you would want top grade, right? If you're getting a liver transplant, you want a top-notch clean liver. You don't want the old guy at the end of the bar's liver. You know what I'm saying? Just like that scenario, and equally as important in life, you cannot use cheap toilet paper.
No, toilet paper is a must. It must be top.
Must. Mm-hmm. I was always so flabbergasted. You know, remember we worked at that place, that one place?
Yeah.
We worked at one place, and they it was like, I already told this story, right around 20 minutes after everybody was supposed to get to the office, there was a line at the bathroom and every guy with his newspaper and his BlackBerry and cup of coffee and, you know, cigarettes, who knows what was going on in there. Everyone was in there just taking turns shitting and shitting and shitting. For like an hour, this went on. You couldn't go in the bathroom and use it. I literally would have to go to other floors just to pee. Yeah, because the stink in there was so bad. There's nothing that sets off a sales projection meeting like knowing how your the guy sitting next to you's ass smells. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. It's one of those things you don't need to know.
Yes,
but it always flabbergasted me that the janitorial services or the people who own the building would not spring for the more expensive toilet paper, because it's clear that if you use cheaper toilet paper, like airport toilet paper, that you're just going to use more toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Yes. Why not get the good stuff and use less of it? And I know the reasoning is that when you have these commercial toilets, you know, you got only so much stuff can flow through the pipes. But honestly, I go to the airport and God forbid I have to do number two. God forbid the urge is upon me. If that's the case, I'm literally using half a roll because that's
why you carry the wipes with you.
I don't want my finger to bust through. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why you carry the wipes with you. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I do. Oh, do I? So, you know, and there's different cultures around the world. There's probably some cultures that use no toilet paper whatsoever. Yeah. There are certainly in a lot of Latin American countries, you throw the toilet paper into the garbage pail because the pipes aren't made to handle toilet paper. And so I know some people in my own life that you have to remind them when they come to the United States, you have to say, that can go in the toilet.
Costa Rica was like that when we were just down there. Yeah.
But I still threw it down the toilet.
I know, I did.
And then every bathroom smells a certain way when you go. Like, you could be in the nicest of hotels in certain places in South America, the nicest of hotels. And you go into, like, the common bathroom area, like down near in the lobby, and it smells a certain way, and you know it's because they're not throwing toilet paper in the toilet. So I understand there's different cultures and stuff like that, but this is one TikTok trend that Chrissy and Brian cannot sign off on.
No,
you do not use a shared cloth to wipe your ass.
So she was sharing this cloth.
So it's the entire family uses it.
You use the one?
Yes.
What?
Hold on one second. Let me see this.
I thought you meant at least it was an individual cloth.
Rose, no.
The family cloth.
In a 2-minute video, she starts to she starts to gag after explaining the reasons why she she started to gag. Why she started to gag at her own invention? Why she made the changes? Why she made the change to reusable cloth? Shannon's family uses a bidet to wash, okay, and then uses the fabric to dry off as water. No, this doesn't work. Water and cloth just cleans you way better. The recycle-friendly woman creates her own cloth by cutting up washcloth and serging the edges. What does serging mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either. She also uses reusable cloth to blow her nose instead of Kleenex, another item she no longer purchases. No. We at TCB do not sign off on this. We are not behind this. We cannot get behind this movement. Chrissy, put it in the book. It's the great toilet paper treaty of 2023.
It's going in the book.
Let's agree. I know the world's on fire and the glaciers are melting and fresh water is going to kill us all when it rises up above the mountains of Tennessee. And I agree we need to do something about that. But until we find a solid replacement for toilet paper and actual disposable wipes, you got to continue to wipe your ass, folks, with something that has not been used by someone else to wipe their ass.
Yeah, I mean, I maybe could get behind a personalized one, but not reusable. Like, I'd have to wash it every time.
Yeah, but where am I going to put it? I don't want to put it in the washer with my clothing. I don't want to put it in the washer I don't even want to put it in the washer that's going to wash my clothing.
It would go in its own load.
Oh, yeah. Well, a load indeed. my daughter's got a load in her diaper. I mean, this is crazy. Think about the minutiae of this. Mm-hmm. Who's going to go around collecting the family cloths to be washed? Who's going to handle the wash? How are we going to know it's 100% clean? Are we going to put clothes in afterwards? Or are we going to have to start another cycle? See, this causes a problem that unintentionally you're trying to solve. Which
exactly.
Is
you're going to be using more water and more detergent.
Because you better believe, I don't exactly know how to do laundry, but I know that you put three to seven scoops of whatever.
3 to 7.
Don't worry, Chrissy. That's why I have new clothes every other day. It's because I just burn holes in it. I know you put a couple scoops in there, whatever it is, for a full load. But if I'm just washing 5 of my family washcloths, ass cloths, if I'm doing my ass cloth load, you better believe that I'm putting 5 to 10 scoops of detergent in there, because I want to make sure that there's zero chance that whatever's on that cloth is going to spread around the household. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be unsanitary.
I know that this is a new low even for the commercial break to be talking about ass cloths. But
it?
No, it's not. It's far from the lowest. Episodes 1 through 50, episodes 101 through 124.
51 through 100.
I think cousin fuckers might be the lowest we've gone. But this is an important topic that I think we all need to talk about, because I don't want to see this trend.
No.
I don't want to go to someone's house, have an emergency situation. By the way, my stomach is like a stomach of steel. If I go into someone else's house,
boom,
if I'm traveling.
Immediately.
No. It's the opposite. Zip right up. It's
yeah,
like
that's what
Fort
I'm
Knox.
Saying.
Yeah. I dry right up. Yeah.
Right.
I could be on like emergency diarrhea level number 5 out of 5. And as soon as I walk into someone else's house, I'm like,
it's done.
Yeah. I don't think I farted in front of Astrid for the first 10 months because my body has this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I'd wake up in the middle of the night with terrible stomach pain. Because even my subconscious mind would say, don't let one fly.
Uh-uh.
Don't let one fly this early.
Yeah.
It's going so well. You're walking a bird wire there, buddy. Don't fall off. So, please, I don't want to go to your house and see, you know, use the ass cloth. I don't want to see like a basket. Please use ass cloths. I don't want to see that. That's not coming to a house near me. Please. And to Shannon Rose, whomever you may be, you seem like a perfectly lovely lady. I'm going to send you some toilet paper. Actually, you know what? Chrissy and I would like to start a TCB Fund Me page. Not sure where the money's going to go, but you could send it anyway. We'd like to get Shannon Rose a year's worth of toilet paper. If she'll accept it, you can just contact us here at the commercial break. And us and our fans will certainly donate generously to your ass cleaning campaign over there and give you some toilet paper for proper cleaning. What do you think? Does that sound like a deal?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Last episode, Chrissy and I, wouldn't it be funny if Shannon contacted us and was like, I'll take you up on it. That whole house smells like ass. You want your house to smell like Nico? Start using ass cloths. I'm telling you right
That's
now, it's
going
to be a Nico situation. All right, last episode, Chrissy and I were reviewing Cousin Fuckers. That's right, there's no other better way to explain it. There's a couple out in Utah,
yes.
Salt Lake City.
Yep.
Salt Lake City that has been making its rounds on the internet. Chrissy and I kind of shined the light on this about a year ago, I think. And now we're coming back to it because we found an extended documentary television show or clip about these two first cousins, verified first cousins that were each other's first kiss. They were each other's first love, but they were told by their parents, of course, they couldn't. Just like Romeo and Romeo's cousin, just like Romeo and Romeo's cousin, they were kept apart because, of course, you're not supposed to fuck your first cousin. It's just gauche.
Right.
I'm sure it happens often, but these two have made a spectacle of this.
Well, the distinguished network,
we
came in and swooped up.
This mini
scoop.
Series, yeah. wasn't we formerly the own network?
I thought it was Women's Entertainment.
Well, Women's Entertainment indeed. How many women are having, I mean, what does it say about the people at Women's Entertainment?
No, I don't know.
The thing
is, I mean, it's like the Learning Channel TLC. Yeah. It's not actually the Learning Channel anymore. I mean, I guess.
You know,
you're learning about crazy stuff.
TLC. It's just like KFC. You know how everyone says KFC changed their name to just KFC so that they could avoid being called chicken because it's not chicken? TLC stopped calling itself the Learning Channel a long time ago.
Yeah.
But one of the things I think is notable here and that we should remind ourselves is these two are publicly seeking a lot of attention. They're not like hiding in the corner and being, you know, mistreated by the media. They're trying to control the narrative by being very out there. My opinion is they want a television show. They got one, a 30-minute special at least. And they, in this documentary, which you can go watch, you know, us do this, and you can see the actual visuals at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. These two make a total and complete show of PDA anywhere that they go.
I know, I was laughing to myself about that. I was thinking, do you think the producer or whoever's behind the camera is like, hey, could you, we need more tongue.
Yeah.
We need more tongue.
Could you do me a favor? We need to get that dry humping scene from a different angle. Can you throw her back up on the kitchen counter and dry hump her? Because that's about as sanitary as ass cloths. Just letting you know. Dry humping your cousin on your fucking counter. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. These two were doing a lot of PDA and not the like, you know, kissing and touching and loving and hugging. They were sticking each other's tongues down his throat. He was grabbing her from behind and grinding her. It's grabbing her boobs on the way up mm-hmm. the stairs. Remember, mm-hmm. first of all, what's going on over a Wii? Who's allowing this softcore porn to get on your airwaves? But second of all, you know, even in my most PDA of relationships, I wasn't showing this kind of
no.
PDA.
Yeah.
I did date a couple of like voyeuristic women though, uh-huh. and we did have some relations. Right. Yeah. In
public places.
Mm-hmm. But we weren't trying to make a show of it. I think the excitement of it. And it was exciting. There was no mm-hmm. doubt about it. Like one time I had sex on the top of a McDonald's. Not even kidding. On the roof of a McDonald's.
Oh, God.
It was about as romantic as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah. It sounds very.
It was not. It was gravel up there. It's all gravel. It's hard to get a hold of any. It's just a whole situation. Anyway, so Chrissy and I started part one of the Cousin Fuckers last time you heard from us, and we'd like to review the rest of it. What do you think, Chrissy?
I think so.
Let's get on it.
Finish it up.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos the same day they air on the audio feed. They'll air youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
TCB.
I mean, no time like the present to review some more Cousin Fuckers. And just to remind you of where we left off, they had been petitioning out in the park. They had actually gone out in the park and they brought this petition, and they were asking people that walked by
to sign
their petition mm-hmm. to make cousin fucking legal in the state of Utah, because there are many states where it's legal to have sex with your cousin. Completely legal. There's no law on the books. Utah.
Of all places. Isn't one of them.
So they, for some reason, just don't want to move out of town, I guess. They're really looking forward to living in Utah. So they're, I don't get this. Why don't you just move to fucking Wyoming? Why don't you just do that? Colorado. I mean.
Wherever it's legal.
Yeah, unless you have a job that absolutely keeps you there. And then here's, I don't know. Here's just a little piece of advice from TCB. Don't tell people you're cousins. Don't say it.
Yeah.
Who cares? No one's going to find out.
No.
If your family members are out on Facebook making a big stink about this, how big do you think their sphere of influence really is? unless Conan O'Brien is your uncle, right? I mean, come on. Pisses me off. All right. Here they are going up to the state capitals.
Yeah. To get their petition.
To get their petition, I guess, registered.
Yeah.
Anyway, where's the cousin fuckers? Where's the executive committee on cousin fucking?
After publicly sharing their story, they've secured an appointment with their state senator, Todd Weiler. They're hoping he'll have...
I'm Todd Weiler, state cousin, state senator, and proponent of cousin fucking.
Advocate
of cousin fucking. We got a lot of problems in this country, but at the top of my list is the ability for one cousin to have sexual relations with another cousin. This is a petition we can all get behind, isn't it?
Them check.
Literally.
Change the law in Utah and legalize first cousin marriage. Though they can be married in 19 other states, in Utah, their union is still illegal.
They're fighting
Utah
the good fight.
Yeah, they're fighting the good fight. In the state least likely to pay attention to them. I mean, Utah has outlawed polygamy when a lot of other states, I mean, I don't think there's many states that allow it. But Utah, it's actually not legal.
Right.
Polygamy isn't.
It just has a history of
it. Yeah, it's given the Mormon church a bad name. All these yahoos running around, you know, with 58 different wives and starting cults.
Stigma, because in the past, polygamy was practiced here, and we don't want to amplify that stigma. So a lot of times in the United States, when people talk about first cousins marrying, they're usually talking about backwater states where people aren't all that educated or all that sophisticated. And Utah is educated. We are sophisticated. So I'm going to listen to them and going to keep an open mind, and we'll see what happens.
Says the guy from the state.
Backwater.
Yeah, backwater. Backwater. Backwater.
I don't know backwater, but backwoods, maybe.
Backwater? Is that what happens when you stop brushing your teeth?
Angie Michael, welcome to the Senate. So your father and her mother are brother and sister.
My mother.
Your mother and her,
and her father are brother and sister.
Here, let me show you
my
tongue.
They're so proud.
Yeah, I know, they're so proud. My cousin's uncle's brother is Bob. And I'm fucking my first cousin. What do you think about that? He's like telling a story no one cares about. First of all. Second of all, where's all that PDA now, guys? I'm waiting for that
to
break
saving
out.
Saving that. Yeah.
Family connection is very important. I mean, it's like very tight-knit, almost clannish even. Very strong LDS.
Some of the people I've talked to about this in preparation for our meeting today have said, well, why don't they just move to another state then?
It's not as
correct.
Easy as
correct. It's a great question. Coming from your state senator.
After saying, ew.
Yeah, after saying, ew.
God, just have them move to another state.
I like watching it on Pornhub, but those are actors. I don't want to see it actually happen. First of all, second of all, he's right. When your state senator is telling you, why don't you go to another state and get married? You're basically getting kicked out of the state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We have family here. And
so this is what you're saying is Utah's your home.
Yeah, Utah's our home. We live here and we don't feel like we should get out of here. Yeah. We don't want you to just move. Pack up and move.
I don't mean to offend you, but when I talk to people about this, the word I hear a lot is icky.
Well,
ickiness is
icky, illegal, immoral, unconstitutional, against the Ten Commandments.
Emotional
thing. It is an emotional
thing. And it's like, well, how do you sway someone's emotion if they just have from the outset, it's icky.
Yeah, yeah.
So we definitely have our work cut out.
We definitely understand about this. By the way, she has her finger directly in my anus right now. We like to have sex all the time.
Other than delving into that ickiness, just say, look at, why are we an outlier? If you can get two or three well-known organizations to say, either we think this is a good idea or there's no harm in this. I mean,
what well-known organizations are going to get behind this? The Girl Scouts? I mean, PETA. Come on, guys. Yeah. PETA. Is that PETO or did you say PETA?
Well,
I'm not sure.
They're for animals and, you know, maybe animals. Okay. Fuck their first cousin.
Yeah. I'm not sure. What are you going to get the Shriners to get behind you? Scottish Rite? I'm not sure who's going to get behind you on this one.
No.
It's going to be easier said than done, but good luck to you. I'll wait to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
And have a great day. Thanks.
You too.
You as well. She didn't say a word. Do you notice that?
That was productive.
Welcome to Utah, where the women are quiet.
I love, too, that he said that our family's here. It sounds like their family doesn't like them.
Their family doesn't like them. They don't talk to any of the members of their family. They just said that. And the only good reason they gave is our family is here.
And we live here.
Yeah, that's not a great... Those aren't great reasons. It's 2023. You can work from anywhere. You can do anything. Go to another state where they allow it. I think they allow it here in Georgia. Come to Atlanta. We'll put you on the commercial break. Post-taste. But we do use ass cloths around here, so I don't think you're going to mind. But, you know, for anybody else you bring, we're going to use ass cloths.
The first cousins are elated to have won political backing, but will they be able to gain the...
I don't think they did.
No.
They're elated. Yeah. They just high-fived.
Settle down, British lady with pretty accents.
I think that the senator was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
He was like,
I'll wait to hear from you.
Listen, if you can get 2,000 to 3,000 notable political activists behind you, then... Then I'll read the text messages that you sent me earlier today. Then and only then. You know what I'm saying? He was so far from giving his...
Oh, yeah.
Because he's on camera and he knows better than that. He's not going to do that. He's never going to do that. He's lying to you. He's a politician.
Acceptance they crave from their own family. Now they must try to convince the biggest obstacle of them all. Their own first cousin, Kathy.
I don't want to be known as the cousin of the incest cousin.
She's the biggest...
Point taken.
Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with Kathy's tactics, but I gotta say, her reasoning is sound. I also do not want to be known as the cousin of the cousin fuckers. Hey, are you Brian from the cousin fuckers? Yeah, that's me. I'm not trying to associate. I love cousin fucking, man. Cousin fucking's awesome. I'm fucking my cousin right now.
Hater in our family. She won't talk to me. She's told me you're a stranger to me.
Well, she's too busy brushing her hair.
Yeah, she's been brushing her hair for a while.
She's been brushing her hair the entire episode.
She's told us to F off numerous times, and I'd really like to talk to her face-to-face to figure out, like, why all this hatred? No one else is as hateful as you. Where's it coming from?
And now they're going to get their chance as Kathy's agreed to meet on home turf in Wyoming.
Home turf in Wyoming?
Well, where it's legal to have sex with your cousin, probably.
Kathy's their most outspoken relative, so their hope is to win her over, and the rest of the family will follow.
Some time has gone by. It's possible that she has kind of changed her mind. I don't anticipate that.
I don't ever think that'll be true, but, you know, nothing like banging your head against a wall to wake up on a Monday.
This is the last chance to try and reunite their close-knit family. But... it's going to take a special kind of persuading.
That's why we've brought an additional good-looking cousin to have sex with Kathy. Kathy's just angry. She doesn't fuck. She's not fucking the cousin. You know what I'm saying?
I want to try to treat her with kid gloves to see if I can really coax out her truth.
Yeah, is that what you did with your wife?
But will cousin Kathy soften her stance when she discovers there may be a baby in the mix? Or will she double down and keep up the fight? It's crunch time for married first cousins Angie and Michael. They've traveled all the way to Wyoming to meet their own
They've traveled first cousin. Over 1.5 hours all the way to Wyoming. To convince him that having sex with your first cousin is perfectly fine.
Kathy. As the family naysayer, she's the key cynic they need to win over. So the rest...
That's creepy. That's creepy.
He is so creepy.
He is so creepy. But you know what else is creepy? I just got to say, like, that I find at times can be creepy. When you are out and there's a couple and they come... and one of the persons in the couple keeps staring at the other person and nodding their head every time they say something. Like they're a sycophant. Like they're just waiting for something to come out of their mouth. Have you ever met those people?
No.
I have.
Okay.
I've been, obviously.
I can't think of one.
I'm not going to use the names. But there is a couple that I know that I interact with on a somewhat regular basis that when they're together, the man is always speaking on behalf of the couple, right?
Okay.
I mean, the woman can speak, I guess. She doesn't often, but she is always staring at him. She's always like glaring at him, and she's always butted up next to him. So it looks like a puppy dog that never got pet. Like it's just, and it's disturbing to me. I'm sorry.
Sounds like it.
Makes me feel like someone's being taken hostage or something. Like I ought to intervene.
The family will follow.
Family's extremely important to us. We want to fix it. We love her. We hope that she loves us, so it's really important that we get her to accept what we're doing here and drop whatever beef that she has. Who knows what kind of attitude that she's going to have. I hope she's very calm. I hope she's rational. And I'm just...
And she drives a monster truck through the park and rolls
amazing.
Over. Go to hell, cousin fuckers!
That would be amazing.
She comes with like a chainsaw. I'm going to kill you, motherfuckers.
Just going to approach it very objectively and try to not be emotional about anything. And just maybe we'll educate someone today. Maybe that's what this will be. This will be a teaching session for some.
Look how
that's
she's
what it'll be.
Yeah, it'll be a teaching session.
He he's kind
God gave boys a penis and women a vagina.
He's like stoically looking off into the park.
He's like, we're just going to keep it cool and objective today. We're not going to get emotional about anything. And we're going to consider it an opportunity to teach somebody. That's why I brought these special diagrams made by me and my wife in our bedroom. Cousin fucking, unlike what you might hear, is just like real fucking.
Yeah. Our goal here is to mend fences.
Mm-hmm. There would be no need for hysterics.
Yep. I mean, it says something that she's even willing to meet with us, right. That she is cooperating on some level.
Yeah, it says that there's a television camera there that probably paid her. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
There she is.
What is he doing?
They've been waiting.
He's
looking up
adjusting
his
balls or something. I don't know. He's hiding his penis. He's afraid he's going to get kicked. Kathy looks upset.
She does.
She looks born upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just some people that were born upset. Kathy looks, I'm just going to say, Kathy looks a little Karen-ish. But you got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I'm not going to describe.
This chance for months.
I'm just going to start out believing that she's going to be okay with it and just mend those fences.
You guys just keep talking to yourselves randomly. Having a lot of conversation into the air. I'm just going to tell her how I feel and how much love we have between each other, and everything will be all right. As he stares off into the sunset. And here comes Kathy.
Here comes Kathy with her big gulp.
Yeah. Kathy showed up in her beige minivan with her big gulp. And she's holding her keys and wallet. Beware the woman who holds her keys and her wallet in one hand.
Public and lawmakers sway Kathy.
Oh my gosh.
And what will she think about them trying for a baby of their own? Armed with their genetic test results, can they sway Cousin Kathy?
Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Well, I don't think she came with an open heart and an open mind.
No. You look nice.
Thanks.
First of all, thank you for coming out here. We just wanted to have a regular chat with you. And maybe at the end of this, or maybe sometime during, that we can come to kind of a better understanding and agreement.
Agreement about what? What does he need her agreement for?
I don't know. I mean,
someone's not happy with my lifestyle. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Exactly.
You know how many people I've said that to since I started the commercial break? I've said it to lots of friends, lots of family members, and a couple of listeners, actually.
Personally, like, imagine in your mind, it's just like your best friend, the person you're most attracted to, the person that you want to be around the most, just so happens to be your cousin.
That's when you put the brakes on and back away. You can stop yourself. You have the same blood running through your veins.
Yeah. And so you just go with someone else, even though, you know, this person would be the one that would make you the happiest.
Hey, I have a cousin. Yeah. As well as you guys. I think she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go f*** her.
True.
I like the way Kathy operates. You know what I'm saying? I like the cut of her jib. It's a big jib, but I like the cut of her jib. Because the truth is, she's right. You can just put the brakes on it.
Yeah.
You know.
They can still be a best friend.
Yeah.
But you just don't take it there, that extra step.
I had a friend in my 20s. Guy got married like at 12 years old. You know those people, they get right out of high school and they can't wait to get married. They think they're going to live the rest of their lives happy. They're divorced before 25. All of them.
Right.
But it was they were a young couple. I was a young guy. And she was so fucking hot. And I knew, or at least I imagined in my head, and I'm still imagining to this day, that she was secretly in love with me. I felt like those vibes were coming across the table, right? And you know what I said to myself? I said, if you can get her alone for 10 minutes, do it. If not, put a stop to yourself, Brian. Put a stop to yourself.
Yes.
Like your stomach. In front of other people. Yeah. Like my stomach. And just close that up. Just dry up that penis real quick.
So it stops right there?
It stops right there.
So what's...
I don't want to be known as the cousin of the incest cousins.
Okay.
I need a break. Break.
Isn't the Incest Cousins the people who sang that My Left Foot Foot song? I think the Incest Cousins is an incredible name for a band. Take this name and use it. Incest Cousins. And Close Quad. Close Quad and Incest Cousins.
Everyone decides to take a breath before trying again.
Oh, now I just feel bad. I feel bad. Like, she's freaking out. We brought her over here, and now she's just upset. I feel like maybe we're doing something bad to her.
5 minutes later, she takes off.
5 minutes later, she's driving away. By the way, 5 minutes is not like an extended break. You didn't have to. On the actual documentary, they put 5 minutes later. You didn't have to put that. You don't have to put 5 minutes later. It's okay to just cut back to the scene. If it had been an hour and 5 minutes later, you could have put that. It's a little too dramatic.
Get you a break.
Yeah, much needed cigarette.
Much needed cigarette, gotcha.
Michael tries one more time for a reconciliation.
I don't want anyone in my family to hate me or hate her.
I don't hate you.
Or just, you know, being upset with this stuff so vocally that it hurts you. You know, it's one thing to be like, you know.
It doesn't hurt me. It disgusts me.
Guess not.
Let me just ask you
something. Guess not.
Guess not. I want a narrator here at the commercial break. I want like a British female narrator here. I feel like it would give us like a touch of class. The touch of
it
class
would.
We've been looking for.
It would.
Brian loves ass cloths. Brian takes a much needed break to wipe his ass with the new ass cloth.
Personally, what do you have against it personally?
I think it's gross.
Like gross as in like the toilet or like gross as in...
It's worse than a toilet.
It's worse than a toilet? Toilets like just a hole in the ground.
Toilets make me throw up, to be honest, seriously, and quite...
It's literally a sewer system full of your dick and her vagina. It's gross. It smells like rotten eggs.
Literally.
But before their dreams are flushed down the drain, there's just one last vital piece of news they hope to sway her with.
Oh, yeah. Drop that we're having a baby now. Nothing's going to make Kathy happier than knowing there's a cousin fucker junior on the way. I got cousin fuckers. And by the way, just curious, since Chrissy and I were wondering here, exactly what is, if they're first cousins and there's a second cousin and a third cousin once removed.
Right.
What is a child of cousin fuckers? If that's your cousin, how do you, what do you, that's. That's my cousin.
That's getting, it gets complicated.
Yeah. Once incested.
Once incested.
That instead of once removed, once put back. That's my first cousin. Once put back.
I think they're getting ready to drop the testing.
Oh no, the baby news! That they're doing testing to get
pregnant.
They
did the testing for the baby.
Yeah.
Okay, you just go for it. You do it.
You're pregnant.
No. Well, check this out. You know, as far as the genetics are concerned.
They were.
Check this out. We got our ancestry DNA done.
They were pregnant.
They were pregnant. They lost the baby. Mm-hmm. And then they went and got
buried
ancestry.
It.
She was 4 weeks pregnant and she buried it. I mean.
It's awful.
It's awful. It's awful. But it's weird, too.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe that's how she deals with her grief.
Yeah. I don't know if they let you have it back, though.
No, I don't think they're giving that back. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That probably falls under the...
Maybe it happened at home.
Possibly.
And she buried it. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Let's not. Let's move
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah, we're going to move on.
We each had our...
There's a third rail at the commercial break. And if both Chrissy and I are wondering if we're touching it, we've definitely touched it. So... miscarriages are difficult and she went through but she was only like 4 to 5 weeks pregnant and they buried something.
Yeah.
Genetic testing done. Well, they test for everything they could possibly test for. And she's only a carrier for cystic fibrosis. One thing. And I, being tested for everything that could be tested for, I have...
Only cystic fibrosis? Only?
Yeah, only.
Only one thing, and it's cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
And you can die from cystic fibrosis.
But see, I still don't even know how this proves that they...
It doesn't prove anything. This is not a real test.
Yeah.
They got ancestry DNA test done. That's what they got. I mean, come on. This is not serious. This is like totally put on by the producers of this show to make it seem dramatic that they're okay to have children... The truth is that pregnancy is complicated no matter who you do it with.
Yeah.
And it can be life-threatening no matter who is delivering the baby or how much health care you have. This is a serious thing. And even if there's one chance something might go wrong, you should consider that chance.
Yes.
No genetic defects. So the chances of us having some sort of child with, you know, the nasty stuff they say is, it's impossible because
it's not impossible.
It's virtually impossible. But as far as being responsible, this is the best thing we can get to show
being
you guys.
Being responsible would be you guys not having children.
Let's frame it a different way. I would say.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because mm-hmm. I don't care.
Okay.
Oh, Kathy. Once again, proving that Kathy is one step removed from a Karen. Kathy's like a badass Karen. You know what I'm saying? The Karen that gets it right. Like the Karen that is still a Karen, but what she's saying is true. She's not defending, like, you know, her right to wear a pineapple in public instead of a mask. She's actually saying something that's true. She's like, I'm disgusted and I don't care. You're not hurting my feelings. You're making me embarrassed.
Yeah.
I don't want you to have children because you just shouldn't have children. You're first cousins. And then how do we explain that to the rest of the world? And then how do you explain that to your child? Right. And then number three, and most importantly, she knows that the test that they just showed her is completely irrelevant and actually bullshit. It doesn't mean that nothing can go wrong.
I'm picturing the child's like family tree, you know, when you draw it in class.
Yeah. It just goes straight down line. Just
mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
And then they
mommy
came
and
from
daddy. And then it goes backwards. Yeah. My family tree branches are broken.
Okay. Whatever you guys do in your privacy. Mm-hmm. Is your own thing. But when you bring me into yeah. it, when you bring the family into it, uh-huh. that's when I get pissed.
Okay.
If you would have just kept it to yourself.
I think you came here for a reason. I just like to hear what
I came here so you guys would just shut up about it and leave me alone.
She's also, again, right.
She is. Yeah.
You know why she's right? Because these two fucking fools are out there shopping their own television show mm-hmm. and embarrassing everybody in the family. Now, you shouldn't do someone something or not do something based on whether or not you're embarrassing somebody else. But I kind of get her point. Like,
I do too.
Could you just, like, you're running around making a bunch of noise on TikTok every 5 seconds, you know, on Maury and all these, the Dr. Phil and all these other shows. Can't you guys just please keep it cool?
If you have to do it.
If you have to do it.
Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, do it like everybody else having sex with their cousin and shut up. Shut up. Sit down.
Okay.
All right. I came here with more of a hope. I think Angie came here with more of a hope of maybe reconciliation.
I don't know why you would even think that, to be honest with you.
Just being hopeful. But she does not want that. She wants to be left alone. So...
bye.
See you later?
Nope.
Maybe?
No.
Wow. Damn. There's the Karen part coming out. Wow. She says, is there any chance that you could like stop making so much noise about this, that you just shut up about it?
Mm-hmm.
In front of the television cameras. Just pointing that out. She's saying, can you shut up about it? In front of the television cameras.
All right. Have a safe drive. Thank you for coming here. Appreciate it.
The cousins have given it their best, but are forced to admit defeat. But there's a silver lining, because they're still out of state.
Which means they can have sex all day long. Yeah, baby. Where are those TLC cameras? Get them in here.
Well, you know, it's legal to have sex with your first cousin in Wyoming, so...
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
But before you have sex with your cousin, make sure to put on your Y-Brian 3000! Y-Brian 3000, Y-Brian 3000 has not been tested on individual first cousins. Y-Brian 3000 may cause a fire between two cousins. Y-Brian 3000 may cause death or blindness. Possibly your teeth or fall out. We're not really sure, but $19.99 plus shipping and handling gets you two, not one, but two bottles of Y-Brian 3000 for your best cousin fucker.
What that means?
Can you show me what that means?
Can you show me? I will.
Oh, and we end just like we began.
Oh, he took off his clothes.
Huge announcement.
He took off his clothes?
Yes.
Oh, wait. That's crazy. We got into it.
He took off his clothes and then threw him over the camera.
Okay, now I'm going to go back and look at this. Because also what I want you to listen to is the outro music is like, it's like Baptist minister music. Listen to this. Band like Jesus, Oregon. Fucking I come.
We have a huge announcement.
So that's two double lines right there.
We found out yesterday that we're having a baby.
A baby.
We are expecting again.
Amen.
Okay, well, you know what? We're definitely going to have to follow up with those two.
Wow.
No secret about their love. That's for sure. Well, here at the commercial break, we give you your cousin fucking best. I love the church music at the end.
With the organ.
Yeah. Because they're Mormons, and I don't know. Are the Mormons known for their spirited services?
Yes.
They are?
Well, I mean, the organ.
Oh, is the
like
organ?
The Salt Lake City has
Oh, yeah, but
huge
I think
organ.
They're playing more like chamber music.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't think it's like all that, you know, bluesy, jazzy, gospel stuff. No one, and I mean no one in the world, does church music like gospel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the gospel, the soul, the funk, the blue, the whole nine yards. Sometimes I find myself in a hole in YouTube watching some of these wonderful, like, you know, small church choirs that are just...
Oh, you should see the one that's down near us. So good.
Oh, I went.
Yeah.
I went when you got married.
Oh, yep.
Man. Sometimes, I tell you what, sometimes I wish I could just walk up and be in one of those choirs. But I don't look the same. One of these things is not like the other. And I don't have a voice for it, so no one's looking for it. Sunny side up! All right, well, just remember, go to tcbpodcast.com. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video. You can send us money so that Shannon Rose can get some toilet paper and stop using her ass cloth. You can do it all by hitting the contact us button. You can also request your 21 EPM sticker, 21 ejaculations per month. We're doing our best to support prostate health. Get the word out about the commercial break. It's absolutely free. Hit the contact us button at tcbpodcast.com. Leave us your address. Or you can dial us up at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383, baby. If you want to text us, comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all. We promise we will respond. Someone here at the show responds to each and every text message. We prefer you request the stickers over at the website, but if you do it on the phone line, we'll get there too. It's toll free from anywhere in the world. In case I didn't mention that, at the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Live on TikTok, and most importantly, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for full episodes the same day that they air here on the audio feed. You're going to love the YouTube experience, I promise. Please be one of the three people that goes there and watches those videos. I would really appreciate it, Chrissy, and I would. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll say that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast audience. My God, my friends, every time we must say, we do say, and we will say,
goodbye.